it's been a very turbulent weekend for some travellers in Australia and beyond. International flyers faced major delays and long queues yesterday at Australian airports following a nationwide passport system outage. A day earlier, thousands of Jetstar passengers were affected by a software issue that saw Airbus A320 planes around the country briefly grounded. Joining me now from Michigan in the United States is Mike Stengel. Mike is a partner with aerospace industry management consulting firm Aerodynamic Advisory. Mike, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Now let's have a look at what was happening with the A320s. What was the actual software issue that was going on and what was the response?
So from what I can gather, there was a flight on a JetBlue Airways, a U.S. low-cost carrier here, that was flying from Cancun to New York at the end of October. And shortly after it reached cruise altitude, there was an uncommanded nose down, and the pilots decided to divert the plane to Tampa. I guess there were some people that may have been, you know, didn't have their seatbelt fastened or might have been up in the aisle that had some injuries, but it seems like it was minor. But it seems that Airbus narrowed the issue down to the elevator aileron computer and that it was vulnerable. The latest software update was vulnerable to solar flares, and that's why they initiated this action.
What's the safety and reliability record of the A320 been up until now?
The A320 family is an incredibly safe aircraft, strong safety record. It's actually the best-selling airliner family. It just overtook the Boeing 737 earlier this year for that title. So airlines love it. It's a spacious, comfortable cabin, and it has strong operating economics and a strong safety record.
So what does all this meant for global aviation, a software issue like this, and obviously the caution there as well? This grounded a number of aircraft.
Yes, that's right. Like there are about almost 11,000 A320s worldwide, makes up about one-third of the global airliner fleet, and about 6,000 of the 11,000 A320s were affected. And luckily, this didn't turn into an extended grounding, and Airbus was able to just issue directions to the airlines to make a software update that took a matter of hours, and that can largely be accomplished between flights or on overnight checks. Doesn't even really require a maintenance hangar. You can do it right at the gate. So it seems that a lot of the aircraft that have been affected have already been updated. I know in the U.S. here that American Airlines, one of the larger operators, is already, the issue is largely behind them already.
How unusual is this kind of grounding, Mike?
It's certainly a new type of issue that has been uncovered, and we'll see if Airbus, issues, more precautionary measures on other fleets like the A330 and A350 and such. That being said, this is why aviation works the way it does. There are over 100,000 commercial flights a day, and the fact that Airbus and the regulators and the manufacturers do it shows how good of a job they do monitoring the in-service performance of the aircraft, that they, saw what happened on this one flight out of over 100,000 on that one day, and that they were able to spot the issue and issue a relatively quick fix.
You were talking about solar flares potentially being connected with this case. What do we know?
Not too much right now. I think you'd have to probably get into the weeds of chip and electronics engineering and architectures, which is a little bit beyond my expertise, but it's probably safe to say that as aircraft, especially new generation aircraft, become more software dependent, that manufacturers and airlines need to be aware of these vulnerabilities, and just it's another thing you test for to make sure that the aircraft and the fleet remain safe.
On Radio National Breakfast, you're hearing from Mike Stengel. Mike is from consulting firm Aerodynamic Advisory. We're talking about the Airbus A320, some software problems over the past few days. What's the bigger picture in the industry right now, Mike? Airbus has surpassed rival Boeing in recent years as the world's biggest manufacturer of commercial aircraft. That's thanks in part to a litany of problems with Boeing. Where does Airbus sit now?
Yeah, that the Airbus leads in orders for the single aisle aircraft like the A320. which competes against the 737. However, Boeing remains in the number one position for wide-body or twin-aisle aircraft like the 787. But I would say both manufacturers are facing challenges in their supply chain today, which was really affected during the COVID days when aircraft production basically fell off a cliff because no one wanted to pay the massive fees when they take delivery of their aircraft. And they deferred a lot of them and delayed those deliveries. And now that supply chain is still ramping back up to, it's still, aircraft production is still below pre-COVID levels. Meanwhile, air travel demand is above pre-COVID levels, and that has meant that airlines are retaining older aircraft for longer while they await their delayed deliveries.
What does the time frame look like, Mike, from when an airline orders something like an Airbus new aircraft until it's delivered?
That's a good question, but I'd say before COVID, it was probably 5 or 6 years. But now that with these delayed deliveries, the time, I think I read that the time between an aircraft order and delivery is approaching a decade.
That's extraordinary, isn't it?
Mm. Yes, indeed. If you want to get in line to buy a 737 or A320, I would say good luck. You're going to wait about a decade.
We know that there were graveyards and parking lots for aircraft during COVID. Has there been any look to try and extend the lifetime of aircraft to deal with these shortages?
Yes, absolutely. Airlines can't just downsize their fleet because then they'll risk losing market share. So they have been investing in their older fleets to maintain their market share and continue to compete. And, there are certain aircraft like the Airbus A380, the double-deck wide-body aircraft that was more acutely affected during COVID because it was mostly flying international long-haul flights and such that were the most heavily impacted routes. We thought that aircraft was going to have a blunted economic life, and things turned around very quickly, and it's getting a new lease on life with, the likes of Emirates reinvesting into the cabin to bring in new seats and such, and that basically extends the life by at least a decade to get that return on investment.
Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you.